Today she is Masechta Zvachim Daf Nun Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Dalar Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of Damit. Teaches us the Mishnah Zivchei Shalmet Tzibur. The Zivchei Shalmet Tzibur is that on Shavuos the Halacha tells us that they bring, besides the standard carbon tamid and the standard carbon musaf, they also used to bring a mechish de lechem. And with it, they also brought other kabbanis. And amongst those kabbanis that they brought, the pasuk says, "V'sisim sirizim echel lechatus u'shnei kvasim neishana l'zevach shlomim." The shnei kvas kivsei hashlomim are called the zivchei shlim shal mitzibur. The reason they have that name of zivchei shal mitzibur, because there's no other case where carbon shlomim are brought as a carbon tzibur. And even though typically when we speak about a carbon shlamim are kachim kalim, these shlam have the halacha of kachim. The halacha is that why are they called by this name zivchei shal mitzibur? Because the pasuk says shnei kvasim bnei shana lezavach hashlamim. So you see that the Torah uses the word zivchei shal mitzibur, v'shamus, and carbon asham, which of course, as we've learned many times, the carbon asham is a carbon that under certain averus you have to bring. The reason explains the Ramban that a carbon asham is called carbon asham, because carbon asham represents, the word asham represents shmama, destruction. And when somebody does an avera, the halacha is the world and that person deserves to be destroyed. Whereas a karma chatos doesn't get that title. And the reason a karma chatos doesn't get that title, because a karma chatos is only brought when somebody did the avera b'shayig. And if somebody did an avera b'shayig, it does not represent the situation of destruction to the world. Says the Mishnah Eilei and Hashamas, these are the cases of Hashamas, Hasham Gezelis. The Sham Gezelis is that if somebody was summoned or said that you for money, and the person denied that he owes any money, and he swore falsely to that effect, and after that he admits, so the halacha is he has to pay the owner when he admits what he did at Karen V'chaimish, and he also has to bring a carbon asham. As the pasuk says, Nefesh kisach d'mal amal b'Hashem, which means the Karen. He should pay back. And then the Torah says, "V'es ashamoy yovil Hashem ayal tamim menatzoyim be'ekachalosh musal karchom." The reason it's called Hashem Gzelis, even though as we just read the pasuk, this pasuk speaks about numerous situations where somebody could owe somebody money, but all of them are really in the same category where I have something that doesn't belong to me. And since I have something that doesn't belong to me, the proper wording is Hashem Gzelis. Hashem Ilis, if somebody had Hanor B'shogig from Hegdish, the value of a Shavah Pruta. Hashem Shifcha Charufa. So according to Rashi's interpretation, Hashem Shifcha Charufa is that we have a Shifcha Kananis, or a maid who's a Kananis, who, as we know, the Torah in Parashas Mishpatim says may marry an Eved Ivri, but because she's not a full-fledged Jew, she's not considered a regular Eishes Ish. And if somebody has relations with this woman, the halacha requires that you bring a carbon asham. There are others that explain Hashem Shiv Charufa refers to a woman who's a chatzi shivcha and chatzi b'chayrim, half shivcha chatzi b'chayrim, that is married to an Eved Ivri, and again, somebody had relations with her. And even though she has this point that she's still a Shifcha Kananis, and a Shifcha Kananis cannot become an Eishes Ish, but still, since she is designated to this Eved Ivri, she's still somewhat considered an Eishes Ish, with these halachas applying to her. Hashem Shifcha Rufa, Osha Nazir, the Torah teaches us that if a Nazir becomes a Tamei Meis during his period of being a Nazir, he has to wait at least 7 days, because that's the minimum amount of time it takes for somebody who becomes Tamei Meis to become Tamei. And then he brings on the 8th day his kabanas. His kabanas are shtei shtayrim shnei b'nei yoyna, two birds, echad l'oyla v'echad l'chattis. One is a carbon oyla and one is a carbon chattis. The keves ben shnosei l'osha, and he has to bring a carbon osham. And that is the Asham Nazir. Asham Mitzayra, a Mitzayra who was healed from being a Mitzayra after he completes his purification process, which takes 7 days. On the 8th day, he brings a kabanas, and one of the kabanas that he brings is a carbon asham. This carbon of an asham is not brought because he did an Aveira. It's brought because it enables him to now be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash and now to be able to eat kachim. Because as we've learned many times, until he brings this carbon, he's considered a Mechusa Kippurim. Hashem Mitzayra, Asham Talui, also a halacha that we've discussed many times, is a person who did an Aveira, and he's not quite sure. A person had two pieces of meat in front of him. One was kosher, one was not. And he's not sure which of those two pieces of meat did he eat. That the Torah Kedoshah says he has to bring an Asham, Talui until he knows for sure, did he or did he not do the Aveira. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, all of these Shchitasim B'Tzofen, the Shchita of these carbon is done in the Tzofen of the Azara. Kibol Damam B'Kli Sharas B'Tzofen, as we've learned also many times, the Kabbalah Sadam has to be done B'Tzofen. Not only must the Kabbalah Sadam be done B'Tzofen, as we've learned, but the Kohen who is doing that Kabbalah Sadam is supposed to stand in the Tzofen part of the Azara. The Damam Ton, and the Halacha is Damam Ton, Shtei Matana Shein Arba. As we've discussed many times in our shurim, the way the matanas hadam, the way the sprinkling is done, it's done on two diagonal corners on the lower half of the mizbeach under the chuta sikra. One was on the northeast corner, and one was on the southwest corner. The reason those two corners were used, because we have to have a corner, as we've discussed in our previous shurim, that has under it a yisoid, and the only way to have that is by those two corners. And the way the dam is sprinkled on those two corners, one opinion is that it's put on each corner, each side of the corner, but most explain that the way the dam is put on the corners is by sprinkling it, and it hits the both sides, or you put it on that it looks like the Greek letter gam. Nechalim, these kabanas are eaten lefnim and akloim inside the azara. In the base, the kloim, as we said when we started this perek, is the inside of the azara in the Mishkan. And as we explained, that's why one of the reasons we say perek eiz mekayimim, because it's apparently there from the time of the Mishkan. And when we speak in the base of Migdash, when we say lefnim and akloim, it means inside the Azara, it's eaten lezichrei kohan, lezichrei kohuna, to male kohanim. The halach is, it doesn't have to be, as we're going to learn quite extensively in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Nun Vav, it doesn't necessarily have to be eaten in the Azara. It could be eaten in the chambers, in the lishkais that are inside that open up to the Azara. Furthermore, if there's a time of sakana, and for whatever reason they cannot be eaten in the Azara than they could be eaten in the Beis Hamikdash. And if for some reason they can't eat it in the Kodesh, they could eat it in the Kodesh HaGadoshim. The halacha is b'chol machel. They could be cooked in any way. And the reason the Mishnah says that, I saw the Mepharshim explain, because we would think that since the halacha is that the carbon has to be eaten l'mashcha, and l'mashcha the Gemara often describes meaning l'gdula in a significant fashion, k'derech shemalachim eichlem, and we find by carbon Pesach that it's only eaten solely, only roasted. So we would think that the only way to fulfill the obligation of eating a carbon l'gdula is by eating it roasted. Teaches us the Mishnah, it doesn't have to be eaten roasted. It has to be eaten in a way that is enjoyable to the Kahanim. Furthermore, I saw that the Sama Farshim explained that what the Mishnah here is coming to teach us is that we would think that since this is a carbon that's being eaten by the Kahanim, and we know the Gemara often says Kahanim Oichlim, that the Kahanim eat Ubalim Eskaprim, and that brings a kapara to the owners. So we would think that since it's so significant that they should eat, they should eat L'Shem Shemayim. And if maybe the way to accomplish leading L'Shem Shemayim is by eating it not in a very enjoyable fashion, teaches us the Mishnah, no, that Kahanim, the carbon should be eaten in the most enjoyable fashion possible. L'yayim v'layla t'chatzos, it's eaten till chatzos. Really, as we've learned, the halacha is that it should be eaten till the next morning. Yayim v'layla. Yayim v'layla till the next morning. But as the Gemara in Masechta Brachos teaches us, why did Chacham say it should be consumed before chatzos? K'dei l'hachik adam min aveira. A person should not come to do an Aveira. And as all the Rishonim point out, even though by limiting the amount of time we could eat the carbon, what might happen because of that is that the carbon will become, there will be left over from the carbon, which will become nicer or have to be burnt. Chazal determined that they would prefer that should happen, that the carbon should become nicer and be burnt rather than chas v'sham, somebody should eat the carbon after the right time. There is a machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? What is indeed the halacha? Some rishonim suggest, as we've been learning now, that the carbon has to be eaten before chatzos. And if you didn't eat it before chatzos, you may not eat it under any circumstances after chatzos, even though with the raisa, the halacha is that it may be eaten till the morning. But many rishonim suggest that, of course, if at the expense is letting the carbon become nicer, we allow it to be eaten even after chatzos. The reason Tosfos explains Chazal made this rule. So Tosfos explains the reason Chazal made this rule is because, till when did we say it really may be eaten? The halacha is that it really may be eaten until Amud HaShachar. But Amud HaShachar is not an easily identifiable time, says Tosfos. And since it's not an easily the identifiable time, that's why Chazal felt that we should just make so it's likely to person should will eat it past the right time. In order to avoid person eating it past the right time, that's why Chazal said it should be eaten. That's why Chazal said it should be eaten up by chatzos. The Mishnah taught us the halachas of where kachet kachim zifchei shal mitzibur and hashamis, where the shechita takes place. Ask the Gemara minolan debayit zafin. So the Gemara wants to know from where do we know that the zifchei shal mitzibur should be done b'tzafin, in the tzafin azara. Says the Gemara midatani. Rabbi Babachana Kameid Rava, Rabbi Ravchanan taught in front of Rava the following brisa. The pasuk says, "V'sisim sir ezim echal chatas u'shnei kvasim neishanam l'zevach shlomim." So says the Gemara, what this pasuk means to teach us is a kishon hakosov, hakishon hakosov, the parak connected it to the aloch of a chatus. And as we learned extensively in our parak, ma chatus, just like a kama chatus has to be brought b'tzofen, in the tzofen. So from here we learn, af shalmitzibur, the shalmitzibur as well have to be brought b'tzofen. Amalei Rava, says Rava, how can we learn the halacha of zivchei shalmitzibur from chatus? Ask the Gemara, v'chatus mehech lamda. As we discussed earlier in our parak on Daf Memches, how do we know that the karmat chatus is brought b'tzofen? Because we learned it from Oila, because the pasuk says v'shachas l'chatus v'makam Oila. So the Torah is makish the chatus to Oila. And now what we're doing is we're being makish the zivchei shalmitzibur to a chatus. But that's a violation of the rule that we learned before in our perek, and that is v'chidov alam behekish, chayzim alam behekish. Is a double hekish acceptable? Elam Rava, says Rava, m'retanar amari b'reder of kahana. The way we know that the zivchei shalmitzibur brought b'tzofen is from what Maramari b'rav Hanuk taught us. The pasuk says, "Obiyam sumchaschem ubemayadechem." Al zivchei shalmeichem means the zivchei shalmitzibur. Because how do we know that's what it means? Because the pasuk speaks about usakat them b'chatzoytus, playing the trumpets. Which carbon has the requirement that we should have the shira? A carbon yachid, a carbon that's brought by an individual, does not have that halacha. So the fact that the Tosuk says zivchei shalmeichem, the Torah is speaking about the shalmei tzibur, which are, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, a carbon tzibur. And we learn, so obviously the Pasuk is speaking about the shalmei tzibur, and the Torah and the Pasuk is connecting them to the Aloch of Oila. And the Pasuk says, Ma Oila, just like we speak about the Oila, it's kachi kachim, afzuch shalmei tzibur is going to be treated kachi, like kachi kachim, meaning that ma oila, and just like we've learned, and the Torah says it explicitly, that the oil is brought b'tzofen. So from here we'll learn that the zivchei shalmitzibur are also brought b'tzofen. Ask the Gemara on that approach. Ella, if that's the case, hakesha kama, the pasuk that we saw before that connects the halacha of zivchei shalmitzibur to chatos, lamai also, what is learned from that limud? Says the Gemara, kichatos is compared to chatos. Ma chatos ena nechels al zichri kuna. As we know, a carbon chatos can only be eaten by zichri kuna. Af zivchei shalmitzibur, so too, when we speak about the zivchei shalmitzibur, the halacha is, ena nechelam el zichri kuna can only be eaten by zichri kuna. So the Gemara amalei Abaya. So Abaya asks Rava, Ihochi, if you come to tell me that the Torah is connecting the halacha of zivchei shalmitzibur to chatus, and just like zivchei, and therefore zivchei shalmitzibur may only be eaten to male kohanim, l'gabe el nazar, ask the Gemara, the carbon that a nazar brings when he completes his days of tahara, which is a carbon shlomim. The ksiv, the pasuk says regarding that carbon, v'kivas karbon el Hashem, keves ben shnosu tamim echad loyla, v'kivsa achas ba shnosu tamim l'chatas, v'ayl echad tamim l'shlomim. Hachinami, so should we suggest, ask the Gemara, that since the Torah is speaking about the shlomim and the chatos in the same pasuk, name the kisha kosu l'chatas, so we say what the Torah is trying to teach us with this, is ma chatas enin nechels ol zichri kuna, that just like a chatas is only eaten by zichri kuna, af el nazir, that the nazir brings, is only nechel ol zichri kuna. And that is not correct, because we're going to learn in the Mishnah that el nazir is eaten by anyone. So we see that the fact that they're in the same pasuk is not indicative that they should be treated the same way. Answers the Gemara. Hach kashta. I don't understand where you're coming from. Hasam, when we speak about Deil Nazir, where the pasuk says the kiva the ksivaloka koin as roib is shalom and ayil, that the Torah tells us that the koin takes the foreleg. Bechlal, what's the Torah telling us? That part of the carbon is eaten specifically by the kohanim. Bechlal, the Torah is telling us that the rest of the carbon, balamachim le, can be eaten by the owner, says the Gemara. So now that we explained that the ayil nozer is not eaten, is eaten by Yisraelim, but the pasuk says the zroi b'shelim mi loylus achlo lezachrikuna. The loch should be that when we speak about the zroi b'shelim, which is given to the kohanim, it should be only eaten by the male kohanim and not to the other family members. Says the Gemara, indeed kasha. That's a legitimate question. V'ibay sayma, another reason to say that the zroi b'shelim is not only eaten by Zikri Kohanim, but eaten by all the family, because the Pasuk Kodesh agree. The Pasuk says regarding it, Kodesh Hu L'Koyin, Kachi Kachim L'Yikri. And where does the Torah limit that could only be eaten by Zikri Kohuna? That's only by Kachi Kachim. When it's not Kachi Kachim, it could be eaten by the entire family. So Rashi asks a question. If we're saying now, then what is the proba if it could be eaten by all kohanim, by the kohanim entire family, or only by zichrei kuna, if it's kachin 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 kalim? So the zichrei shalmei tzibur are called kodesh. The pasuk says kodesh yil Hashem l'kayin. And why are they only eaten? Why are they only eaten that they should by zichrei kuna? So he says that the pasuk is really calling them, since they're mentioned together with other kachi kachim, it means it has the loch of kachi kachim. Ask my hilchus ishkish. We go back that the oil nazar is connected to the chattis. For what purpose? Amarava, to teach us, as we said a moment ago, that the halacha is that when a nazar completes his naziris, he has to bring three kabanas, oila, chattis, and shlamim. Torah is teaching us that if he only brought one of them, yotza, he has fulfilled, he could take a haircut and continue. Continues the Mishnah. And the Mishnah teaches us, Toida Vail Nazar, the Karmatoida, as we discussed previously in our Masechta, when somebody experienced a nes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could bring a carbon, he brings a Karmatoida Vail Nazar. And the El Nazar, which we just discussed a moment ago, which the Nazar brings upon completion of his Naziris, are in the category of Kachim Kalim. And when we speak about Kachim Kalim, then the halacha is that they're not subject to Mila only when they become, because they're not Miyuchadim Lashem, only when we have the Emirim. Once we're able to separate the Emirim, the Emrim of Kachim Kalim are subject to Mila, because they belong in the Mizbeach. And anything that belongs in the Mizbeach is subject to Mila. But the rest of the meat, since it may be eaten by anyone, the loch is they're not considered subject to Mila, and that's why they're called Kachim Kalim. That's one pshat. Another pshat, that's the Rambam's pshat. The Tres Yisrael says that the reason they're called Kachim Kalim, because they're not limited to be eaten only by Kohanim, they can be eaten by other people, and that's why they're called Kachim Kalim. The loch is Shchitasam Bekomokam Bazara. Those kabanas can be shechted anyway in the Azara. And I saw that the Sefer Torah Avos explains what does that mean. What that means is that a tzaddik is not typically going to do an Avera. And since a tzaddik is not typically going to do an Avera, where he's kachi kachim, and where are his kabanas brought? The kabanas are brought in the tzofen, because it's something that you don't see. It's a person like that won't do an Avera publicly. Whereas a plain person, kachim kalim, is likely to do an Avera anywhere, become makam azara. V'damantan shtei matan shenava, we discussed this earlier in our shir, how this rikas adam is done. How the Zvikas Adam is done on the lower half of the Mizbeach, on the two diagonal corners. The halacha is that it could be eaten become, they could be shechted, become Makom Bazara, but not in the base of Mikdash proper. Nechalim b'chalir, they could be eaten anyway in Yerushalayim, b'chal Adam, even to Zarim, b'chal Machal, anyway one chooses to prepare them, l'yayim v'layla ad chatzos. And the halach is that they could be eaten l'yayim v'layla ad chatzos. And of course, the Mefarshim all point out that normally a carbon shlamim, kachim kalim, is nechal l'shnei yamim. And here we're saying that it's nechal l'yayim v'layla only one day. So there are two reasons that the Mefarshim give why that is the halacha by carbon taida. One is we know that the carbon taida is quite a significant carbon because besides bringing the carbon, you also bring along 40 chalas, four different types, 10 of each. One of each of the four types is given to the kohen, and the remaining 36 are given to the owners. And again, we have a tight amount of time by which it must be eaten. What's going to have to happen? Many people will have to be invited to eat this carbon, which is exactly what the Torah wants, that when a person is showing thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be done with a lot of people in a public manner. Another pshat that I saw from Dimrei Emes is a Torah represents that somebody is thanking Hashem for a nes, for something special that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. And we know, as we say every day in the davening, we know and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us on a daily basis. So every day has its own carbon taida, so you have to bring this carbon taida separately. Hamur mehem, what's separated from the carbon taida is the chaz of a shayk and the chalas that we just identified. And from the el nazar, we said the chaz of a shayk as well is separated, but we also said that it's the zroi b'sheila, kiyotz mehem, has the same halacha as the rest of the meat, that they're eaten in this, anywhere in the city, and liyayim v'layla. But this, the murmahem, the part that we just identified, nechal kahanim, is given to the kahanim, l'sheyem, l'vneyem, u'lavdeyem, and to all their, all the family members. So I saw that the Sfas Emes says, what's the chiddush? Why does the Mishnah have to teach us that it's given l'bneim u'lavdeim? So I saw that the Sfas Emes explains, as we said earlier in our shir, kahanim oichlim u'balim eskaprim. So we see from here that eating the carbon is considered an avoida. In fact, it's a critical element in the kapara that one achieves from bringing a carbon. And therefore we would think that only a kohen who is really already a full-fledged kohen is the one that should be able to eat from those, is the one that could be able to eat from those kabanas, not anyone else. So she says the Mishnah, no, b'neim and avdeim can eat from the carbon. Begins the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, the Torah Akdosha speaks about the Shmoinis Yimei Hamaluin. And during those days, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and his children were told to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu wore a white big day kuhuna, the Kahana wore a big day kuhuna, and they brought special kabonis. And every day of those 8 days, they brought par echad lachatis, shnei elim, two elim, echel oil of echel shlamim. They brought sal matzis, 10 chal that had in it, a basket of matzis that had in it, 10 chalas revukos, 10 chalas matzis blul b'shemen, and 10 rikike matzah meshuchen b'shemen. Moshe Rabbeinu took each one of the different types of chalas and put it on the mizbeach, and the rest of these chalas were eaten by Aaron and his family in the chatzar oil moed. On the 8th day, after they brought all these kabanas, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his children to take chuas amincha neseres, v'yishe Hashem v'chul matzis etzel mizbeach, ki kodesh ha-gadoshim hi, v'chatem esam v'makam kodesh, v'schazei ha-tenufa, shoka trum etoichu v'makam tar. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his children to eat the rest of the korban mincha and the el ha-shlomim in a tar place. Tan Rabbanan, so the Gemara picks up on that. Vaschazai Tanuf Vasheka Truma Toichu Makam Tor, Armam Nechemia, why the Moshe Rabbeinu have to give him the specific instruction? Vachi Rishonim Tamachlam, did they eat the Kabbanis that they ate till now when they were Tamei? Elab, says the Gemara, the fact that the Torah felt the need to save a Makam Tor to teach us that Shuhu Tamei, that the place where they should be eaten is a place that's somewhat tamei. Tar matomis mitzorim. It's a place where the mitzorim may not enter. Vatamim matomazov. It's a place vatamim matomazov, but a zov could enter there. What is that? What is that place? A machne Yisrael. In the midbar, there was the Mishkan, which was the machne Shechina. The area around was the machne Leviya, and then there was the machne Yisrael. And the halach is that a mitzorim is sent mechutz lemachna, but zov could be in machne Yisrael, and the Torah is teaching us that they could eat these things in machne Yisrael. Veima asked the Gemara, but maybe what the pasuk is teaching us that you could only eat in a place that's tar metumah zov, the tamei metumah meis. It's a place where zov may not enter, but a tamei meis may enter. What type of location would that be? Vezza, what type of location would that be? Zeb, Machne Leviya. That's a place where which is the Machne Leviya, the area surrounding the Mishkan. And the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it's what we know as the Har HaBayis. And the Torah is teaching us that you could eat, that Tamei Meis may enter that area. And the halacha is that you don't have to have Machne Shechina, but you have to have at least Machne Leviya. That only Kachem Kalm can be eaten in Machne Leviya, not Machne Yisrael. Amr Abaya, says Abaya, that why did Rabbi Nechemya learn that this pasuk is teaching us that they can be even eaten in Machne Yisrael? Because Amr Kro, the Torah says, we said the Torah spoke about the leftovers of the Karban Mincha that were brought on the eighth day. The Chatam Ha'isav in Makom Kodesh. You should be eaten in Makom Kodesh. What do we learn from here? Oysa, this Karban Mincha has to eat in Makom Kodesh. V'lo yacheres, another Karban Mincha, which is similar to the Karban Mincha, the Lach Meitaida, don't have to be eaten in Makom Kodesh. Afka l'machne Leviya, that can be eaten even in Machne Leviya. So even if the Torah would not have said anything, we would know they can be eaten in Machne Leviya. So now, Hada Kasif, if the Torah added the words Makom Tor, what is the Torah trying to accomplish by saying Makom Tor? That Afkla Machne Yisrael, that it could be eaten even in Machne Yisrael. Rav Amma, Rav explains Rav Nechemya in a different way. The Pasuk says, V'chatam Oysa B'makom Kodesh, Oysoi B'makom Kodesh, V'loi Acheres B'makom Kodesh. Afka Legamri, that the Torah is telling us that you could even eat it outside of the Machne Yisrael. But then, that's how we would learn the Pasuk, Poshet. But now that the Torah writes B'makom Tor, what is the Torah trying to do by saying B'makom Tor? The Torah is coming to say that it can't be eaten anywhere. It has to be eaten at least B'machne Yisrael. It has to be eaten in Machne Yisrael, but that's good enough. Ema, but ask the Gemara, once the Torah says Makom Tor, ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah meant to say is Ayel Machne Leviya, that could only be eaten in Machne Leviya. Answers the Gemara, L'chadim Ha'ilinim, L'tatim Ha'ilinim. First, we began with an understanding that it could be eaten entirely outside of all three Machnas. Now Makom Tor comes to bring it in. How many Machnas does it bring it into? One. What's the one Machna brings it into? The one Machna brings it into is into Machne Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the way we're going to learn, Ihochi Afukinami, when the Pasuk says, Oysa b'makom kodesh v'en achers b'makom kodesh, why don't we say, Shemechadim afkinen, that the Torah said that we don't have to eat it in the Machna Shechina, Metatolem afkinen, that means we don't have to have the Machna Shechina, but we can only eat it in the Machna Leviya. Harabayis, void, lesucha lecha b'sherecha, the Pasuk says, ksiv. The Torah teaches us clearly that we can't eat kachim outside of Yerushalayim. That is never a havamina. A machrata, says the Gemara, must be the way Abai explained the pasuk. Says the Gemara, shlomim. When we speak about shlomim, says the Gemara, a kachim kalim. Also, v'shchitasam, and the shechting of the carbon shlomim, is become makam b'azara, anywhere in the azara, even on the south side of the azara, anywhere in the azara works. Again, as we've been learning in our shurim, the way it's done is shtei matanish and arba on the lower half of the chuta sikra. V'nacholim b'chol ir, it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, b'chol adam, to anybody, u b'chol machal, cooked in any way you want, l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and they could only be eaten by 2 days and 2 days and one night. Another halacha that we've been learning, and it's interesting to point out that again here, why doesn't it say that it should be only eaten by chatzos? So the Rishonim explain when a carbon is only eaten liyoyim v'layla. So there the Torah says that even though you should be allowed to eat it the whole night, as we said, the Torah says that they could be, even though the Torah says they should eat all night, the Torah also said that the Chazal said to eat it up by Chatzos, K'dei l'hachak adam min aveira. But when we're speaking about this carbon that could be eaten for 2 days and a night, Tzeis, when the day is over, is very easily identifiable. And since when the day is over is easily identifiable, that's why the halacha is since that's easily identifiable, that's why the halacha is that you could eat it shnei yomim laila echad. Hamur behem, the part that's taken off and given to the kohanim, is kiyotze behem, has the same halacha, where it could be eaten and how it could be prepared and how long it could be eaten. But here, hamur nechal kohanim l'shneim levneim ulavdeim. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, the Torah says 3 times the word oil moyed when it comes to bringing the carbon shlomim. The pasuk says min abana bakar hu makriv v'shachte pesach oil moyed. The pasuk says im kesev hu makriv as karbana v'shachra yisoy lufnei oil moyed. And then the Torah says v'im eiz karbana v'shachra yisoy lufnei oil moyed. L'hachshas kol aruchas b'kachim kalam. What the Torah is teaching us is to tell us that everywhere in the Azara may the Kachim Kalim be brought, not limited to Tzofin. Says the Gemara, Kavachaymer Lahakshe Tzofin. And the Gemara says that even though we're not required to bring it in the Tzofin, the loch is we can bring it in the Tzofin because we learned the following Kavachaymer. Omar Kachim Kachim Shloi Hachshuva Kalaruchas. If Kachim Kachim, which cannot be brought anywhere in the Azara, the loch is Hachshuva Tzofin, they're brought in the Tzofin. Kachim Kalim Shehuchshuva Kalaruchas. Kachim Kalim that can be brought anywhere, and then Shehuchshuva Tzofin certainly can be brought in the Tzofin of the Azara. But Rabbi Lezer disagrees and says the Gemara Rabbi Lezer Omer Loyama Kosva Lahachshuva Tzofin. There's no Kavachaymer. The Pasik, one of the 3 psukim that we just learned, is here to teach us that it can be brought in the tzofin, not based on a kavachaymer, just based on a special pasuk that teaches. Because why do we need such a pasuk? Shiyachav aloi dinhu umak kachim kalam shuch shemukal aruchas. If kachim kalam can be brought everywhere in the azara, lohuch shemukayim etzah kachim kachim, the place where they're brought cannot be used for kachim kachim because we keep on learning kachim kachim could only be. And the tzofin, kachim kachim shloich shel b'tzofin. So kachim kachim, which could only be brought in the tzofin, ain't a din shloich shem kaim etz kachim kalim. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that if kach, this is the way the Rash explains, Rishash explains, if kachim kalim that has so much place where to bring it, the whole azara, you can't use it for kachim kachim. So therefore, what the Torah is presumably telling us, as the Gemara, according to Rishash, don't use the tzofin. It's needed for kachim kachim. Use the other place, which is very, very much, available. And maybe the Torah is teaching us that we cannot bring kachi kalim in the tzofin. That's why it says Rebbe Elazar Tamloimer, the pasuk of Shachar Pesach Oil Moed, Lufnei Oil Moed, that they could be done b'tzofin. Says the Gemara. So we just learned that everybody agrees that the kachim kalim could be brought b'tzofin. The machlokes is how do we get to that? According to Tanakhama, we got to it through a Kavachimer. And according to Rebbe Elazar, we got through it by a Pasuk. Says the Gemara, what is the basis? What is the basis of their Machlaikas? Says the Gemara, Tanakhama, Savatlosa Kroik Sivi. As we've been learning that there are three Psukim. Chav Gufei, one is to teach us the Neboi Pesach El Maid, that as we're going to learn quite extensively, if the door of the Beis HaMikdash has not been opened, or when we were in the Mishkan is in a state of being disassembled, you can't bring a carbon. V'chad l'hachshit stodim, that if you did it on the side of the Azara, the entire width of the Azara, even though you shechted the animal not in a place that's facing the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, v'chad l'psalt stodit stodim, that if you shechted it in one of the lishkois that are open to the Azara, which we're going to discuss more extensively in our next year, that is disqualified. Well, it's often, according to this opinion, which is the opinion of the Tanakhama, to tell us that we could check the kachik kalim in the tzofin, for that layitzakra, there's no pasuk necessary. Rebbe Elazar says the way to understand the pasukim is chad legufei. One is to teach us the nebai pesach oil might. One is to teach us that the tzofin can be used as well. V'chad, and one pasuk says the Gemara is to come to teach us that even the place that's not actually facing the Beis HaMikdash, the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan is fine. And as far as he's concerned, stodit stodim letzakra. What's the pasuk teaching us? That stodim are fine. And the extension of that is that stodim are fine, and stodit stodim are not fine. Ask the Gemara. Mashnach dikse pesach oil moed, or mashnach hosom, the other places, the Torah, when it wants to speak about the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, does not use the word pesach. It uses the word mashnach hosom dikse levnifnei oil moed. Answers the Gemara. Kamashma, what the Torah is coming to teach us, is what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said. If you shech the carbon shlomim before you open the door of the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, psulim. Every evening they would close the doors of the Heichel. It was actually, as the Mishnah Masech, the Talmud teaches us, done with a lock and key. And in the morning they would open up, and you can't bring a carbon shlomim before. Rashi says that this halacha is only by a carbon shlomim. And the Rishonim explain why would this halacha only be by a shlomim. Because the shlomim are a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving a gift to Hashem, so Hashem, so to speak, has to be available with the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that even by all kabbonis, we learn from carbon shlomim that the halacha is that it has to be brought only when the doors of the Beis HaMikdash open. So why did the Torah, says Tosfos, choose to tell us this halacha by shlomim? Because if the Torah would have told us by oil, we would say the first carbon of the day has that halacha. Other halachas, other kabbonis not. So the Torah says that even by shlomim, it has to be brought when the doors are open, and certainly by all other kabbonis. So again, shlomim sheshachtu koidim Shlam shach the kodesh shifto dasa hechel psulim. Shneim as the pasuk says, v'shach to oisai pesach oil moed. Bezman shu psuach v'loy bezman shu nol. But according to Tosfos himself asks if the carbon, the first carbon that's brought every morning, is the carbon tamid, and Tosfos says you can't bring any carbon before the doors are open. So once the door is open for the carbon tamid, obviously, it's open for the carbon shlomim. So Tosfos says that the halacha is that they can't bring anything like a Taras Emurim before the Tamid. But you can't do anything on the Mizbeach. But Shechita is kosher even before you brought the carbon Tamid. Another halacha is that not Teretz that the Rishayim suggest is yes, that the first carbon every morning is the carbon Tamid, but the Evid, if it wasn't the carbon Tamid, it would be acceptable. Another Teretz is that the doors were open for the carbon Tamid. And what we're learning here is that if they then were closed, even though the carbon Tamid was brought already with open doors, if the doors somehow close, you cannot use it now. You cannot bring the carbon Shlomim. Itman Nami, Amar Marukva, Choma Amar of Yosef of Chanina, Shlomim Shachtam Kaidim Shiftachu Adas Zahechel, the Shlom that was brought before the Das Zahechel were open, Psum. Shinam Vishachta Pasach Ayamayid, Bismancha Pasach Ayachel Pasach, Vloy Bismanchu Nol. When it's closed, when they're closed, they can't be done. It seems that everybody agrees. We know, as we've discussed many times, that a bird, the way a bird is offered in the Beis HaMikdash, is Malika. Malika can be done when the doors are closed. The halacha of smicha, most kabbanis have to have smicha. The halacha has to, the doors have to be open for smicha as well. It says the Gemara Merava, and at Yisrael Mas Nehachi, this Gemara was learned the following way. Amr of Yachab Bar Acha, Amr of Ashi, Shlom Shashakhtim Kodim Shiv Shtukudas Zahechel, Psulim. The Mishkan Kodim Shimidu Levim Samishkan, as we said, if the Mishkan was disassembled, then you can't bring any Kabbanas. Lach Shivku Levim Samishkan, or after the Mishkan was taken down, Psulim, they're also possible. Says the Gemara. Pshita. It's obvious that if it's Mugaf, if the doors of the Heichel are closed, even though they're not locked, if they're closed and they're not locked, the Halacha is Kanol Dami, the Halacha views them as if they're locked, and the Halacha is that you can't bring a carbon. But now ask the Gemara Vilamai, what's going to be the Halacha if there's a curtain hanging here? How do we look at that? Amrav Zera, who atzma enan naslik kapesel pesuach? The entire purpose of having such a neviloin is only to fitznius. It's not required. It doesn't mean that you're closing the door, and therefore the halacha will be that you could bring the carbon. It's considered pesach oil ma'id. And this I saw is relevant la halacha. If you have nine people in the menshul and you have a curtain serving as a mechitza between the men's section and the women's section. So here too, since it's only a vilon, then the halacha is that you have to, since it's only considered litznius, it's not considered part of the mechitza, and the halacha would be that that person standing on the other side of the mechitza could combine. Says the Gemara, Govamai, if there's something that's standing by the opening of the heichel, and therefore it serves as a separation between the opening of the Heichel and the people and the Azara. What will be the halacha about bringing the carbon under those circumstances? Toshma, the Tanya of Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shnei Psochim Hayu Bebeis Chalifas, on the side of the Ulam. Now when we speak about the Ulam was wider than the Heichel. But the Ulam was wider than the Heichel. And on the side of the Heichel, there a room called the Beis HaChalifos, which is on the Mizrach and the Maariv, on the two sides, on the Tzofen and Dharam, I'm sorry, where they put the knives. They're called the Chalif. And those two openings from the two sides were Gavah Shmoina. They were 8 amas tall, Kedei L'Hachshas Azara Kala. And the reason you had those openings is because having those openings gave you the opportunity to see into the Ulam. And once you have the opportunity to see into the Ulam, you could bring a carbon anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. Lachil is kachim, and it's also a place, so that will be that will make it passable to eat kachim in that spot if it's on the Tzofen side. I mean, if it's to eat there, but Lashchit is kachim kalim, Teshach kachim kalim. Says the Gemara, my lab, when we said it, Shmoina Amos, presumably what that meant was there's something 8 amos there blocking it. And yet, it's not a problem. Says the Baraloi, The Gvai Inishmaida, that means that this opening was an opening of Eir Amos, but it's not speaking about a situation of a blockage. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Midas teaches us, Kol Sha'arim Shayisham, all gates, openings that were by the base of Migdash, Gvai Nasirim Amma, were 20 Amos tall, Varach van Eser Amma. So we see that all openings are 20 Amos. How are we saying that this was only 8 Amos tall? Says the Gemara, Pishpish and Shani. This is not your regular opening. It's only a small crack, small opening, and they don't have to be 20 amas tall. It says the Gemara, Vikit Stodim, we said that by having these openings in the corner, you could see into the ulam. But that doesn't give you the ability to see everywhere. So why could you shecht everywhere in the Azara? So says the Gemara, the Pasul of Karen Zavis, it's on the corner, the opening's in the corner, and therefore it you could you through that opening you could see from a very large area through the opening into the ulam. Ask the Gemara Churi Beis Kaparis. Behind the Kachi Kachim, until the western wall of the Azara, there were 11 Amos. Mai, how could you shecht in that area? Tashma, Damar Rami by Yehuda Amarav, Lul Katan Hayu, there was a small window, a Churi Beis Kaparis, in the back of Beis Kaparis. Gavoy Shmona Amos, which was 8 Amos tall, Kadel Haksha Zazara, that you should be able to look in and make that area kosher. Lachil Kachim Kachim, Lashchitis Kachim Kalim, Vandiksiv, and that's what the Pasuk says, Lashnayim Lapar Bar, a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Ask them, what is the definition of that Pasuk? My Lapar Bar, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Omer Abar Avshila, Command on Maklapi Bar, that there were people sitting over there by that opening, because it was an opening to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore, any area which is an opening to Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's only respectful, should have Shomrim, should have guards standing there, but that hole made it available that people should be able to look in, and therefore be able to use that area for Shechit of Kachim Kalim, or for the Achila of Kodesh HaKadoshim.